With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Leading a large Republican congressional delegation to the southern border, House Speaker Mike Johnson is blasting Biden open border policies, which he says put the country in grave danger of another terror attack or attacks.
The situation here and across the country is truly unconscionable. We would describe it as both heartbreaking and infuriating.
During a stop at Eagle Pass, Texas, Johnson says there have been nearly 7 million illegal encounters at the border and nearly 2 million known gotaways. Additionally, he says lethal drugs have been pouring into the country at record levels. Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking heat from big city Democrat mayors for sending illegal aliens to where they want to go in the U.S., vows to keep it up. He writes on X, "We will send more buses and planes. We will continue building the razor wire walls that Biden wants to tear down." Also at SRNnews.com, true to his word, former President Trump asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a state Supreme Court ruling, keeping Mr. Trump off the Colorado ballot.
Trump formally appealed last month's 4-3 ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court, which used the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause to bar the former president from the state ballot. He asked the nation's highest court to reverse the Colorado ruling without even hearing arguments. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team appealed a ruling in Maine that would keep him off the ballot in that state, also because of the January 6th Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Iran says 84 people died in the bombing of a ceremony commemorating the fourth anniversary of the death of General Qassem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. drone attack. The State Department denies any U.S. involvement, although Iran blames the U.S. and Israel. Dow futures up 54 points, and this is SRN News. A California school system is accused of aggressively promoting the LGBT agenda, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, officials at Hayward Unified School District have given teachers a long list of instructional material designed to introduce homosexuality and transgenderism to students. One of the featured films is called Straight-Laced, How Gender's Got Us All Tied Up. Here's a bit of the trailer.
I like to play with gender roles because it confuses people. I like it when a guy thinks that I'm a girl and then figures out that I'm not a girl. I love that.
I may be male and I may be straight, but I'm not completely rigid and narrow way of what you call masculine.
I don't know where I stand in the whole manly versus, you know, feminine.
Other prescribed movies promote the use of puberty-blocking drugs for teenagers who want to live as the opposite sex.
The district is also targeting children in elementary schools with books that promote non-traditional families. SRN News. Scientists think they've found a way to help Alzheimer's drugs more effectively penetrate the brain.
They use sound waves to jiggle a temporary opening in its protective shield. Some new drugs modestly slow Alzheimer's worsening by attacking brain-clogging amyloid plaque, with doses every few weeks for well over a year. In a novel experiment, West Virginia University researchers added the ultrasound tool to three patients' drug doses for 6 months. In spots in the brain where that shield was open, more plaque was cleared. The findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. Keith Peters reporting.
Shaking off high prices and high interest rates, car and truck sales rose 12% last year over 2022, the biggest month-to-month increase in more than a decade. Americans purchased 15.5 million new vehicles in 2023, sales though still not to the 17 million vehicle pre-pandemic rate. SRNnews.com.